A good day, Erev Shabbos. We're about to begin. Be'ezus Hashem, Shir number 128. Svarim Zal Pliskin and other svarim and sources pertaining to self-confidence. Last two shir, we talked about unhealthy guilt. And now we're going to discuss unhealthy worry. And it also holds back self-esteem. Connected very much with not worrying in an unhealthy way is to increase one's bitachin. They're connected to each other. But the constant worrying about the future rips us away from the present, immobilizes us from the present as a result of things that are going to happen in the future or not going to happen in the future. And it's very important to understand that there's a big difference between worrying and planning for the future in a normal way. You know, Moshe Paskins with life insurance, certain things that you prepare for the future. Rav Avigdor Miller always said there's nothing wrong with saving money, financial planning for the future, that 401k, putting aside money. All of this is normal, healthy preparation, regular hishtadlus, to prepare for the future in the present. There's a big difference between that and worrying about it. If your planning and your present moment activities is hishtadlus, and it'll help you apiteva have an effective future, and you're trusting Hashem, then that's not worry. Worry freezes you. And just like our society overall, especially in some of our circles, it fosters the unhealthy guilt feelings. It also encourages worry. Worry does not mean caring. People mix the two up, right? If you care about somebody, then you're worried about the person. Of course I'm worried. It's only natural to be worried if you care about somebody. I can't help worrying. It's because I love you. And you basically measure your worry, your love, based on the worry. But it's destructive, the unhealthy worry. Even a parent, when they're concerned about a child's development or health, the worry blocks the person from doing what they need to do. So there is a healthy type of a concern. You know, your child is not feeling well, may have an ear infection. It's already 2 days. You go bring him to the doctor or her to the doctor. That's a normal ishtadlus. But the worry that we have to look at it in a broader perspective. Think about, for example, in American history, the Civil War in around 1860. At that point, there were 32 million people in the United States. All these 32 million had hundreds and hundreds of things to worry about. There was a war going on, the price of food, droughts, economy, all the things that we worry about these days. But we're looking to look at now, current year. All these worriers are not here anymore in this world. And the combined worrying did not change a moment that is now history. Same to us, we cannot change it. We're populated. We're here. We populate the earth hundreds of years from now. Others will populate it. We won't be here anymore. Hopefully Mashiach will come soon, so that won't be the case. But the idea being that there's constant a change and temporariness, and there's really nothing that we can do that will help us with the worrying. The idea of worry is recognizing that we worry often about things that we have no control over, whether it's war or economy or illness or tornadoes or hurricanes and things like this. We don't have control over anything. We just ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us with it, but we have no control. And that is extremely important to understand. People worry about their children excessively, their health excessively. They're always dying. They're afraid, worrying about death, which is a very normal worry. We, Hashem, should talk about it. and how to cope with that fear. People worry about their job, the economy, having a heart attack, security, financial security, and also with a spouse, worrying about that their husband and wife should be happy, worrying about whether they're doing the right thing. A woman is pregnant, worrying whether she'll have a healthy child. The price hikes, that it's hard to buy food because of the price hikes. Worried about maybe there'll be an accident, what others will think. Worried about your weight, about money, about the car breaking down, about bills, about one's parents getting ill and passing away. And Gehenim, and the weather, and getting old, or flying, when you know you hear planes crash and you have to take a flight, and so on and so forth. Right? Or, which is really a really rough thing that you worry about, is having nothing to worry about. Meaning, everything's fine now, but I worry about, like, what will happen next. Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson once said, it's fascinating that this is a Jewish mentality. They're always waiting for that other shoe to drop. If things are going well, like, when is something going to get messed up? We're really not supposed to look at life that way. Just have a karas atoy, day in and day out, and do our best that we can under the circumstances, and grow and thrive. Now, what are the psychological payoffs of choosing worry? Because again, because you, similar to guilt, it immobilizes you in the from doing the present, from working on your present. You avoid taking risks because you use your worry as a reason for immobility. The Mesillas Yesharim actually says something like that when he talks about Zerizus. And he says, it's not that you're lazy and that's why you become afraid. Or rather, it's the other way around. It's not that you're afraid and that's why you become lazy. It's that you have that laziness. And because of that natural laziness, you'll learn to be afraid of many, many things. It's a fascinating insight. Also, a payoff of worry, if you show your worry and your concern, people will perceive you as a caring person. Right? You're a good parent because you're worrying about your child. You're a good spouse because you're worrying about your husband or wife. That's a dividend. It lacks logical, healthy thinking, though, because you can't help by worrying. Empathy, yes, that's a different story. You listen to the person, you figure out what to do to help them, and you go and actually act upon helping them. But the etzem worrying is unhealthy. Unhealthy. Now, yes, there's a certain healthy aspect of maybe healthy worry. For example, you want to teach your children to go the Derech HaTorah because you're afraid, you don't want them to stray. So there's a concern there. The word is more concern than worry. When you worry to an excess, it's like a self-defeating prophecy. It just moves on. Let's say overweight, right? If someone's overweight, they say, I eat more because I worry. So I use this as a coping mechanism. Or smoking, for that matter. And you use worry to avoid giving up smoking. What can I do? I worry, and I need this to calm me down. So these rewards, these neurotic rewards, apply in marriage and in money and health and so on and so forth. The worry helps you avoid to change for the better. The worry keeps you from living. It's a clever advice, worry, to make you inactive and to be more passive. And the health risks of it could cause ulcers, hypertension, cramps, tension headaches, backaches, and so on and so forth. So therefore, it's very, very important to recognize what the payoffs are for choosing worry and to remove it. The strategies to eliminate worry. Number one is to view the present moment as a time to live rather than to obsess in the future. And even if you're preparing, so for example, let's say someone's making a chasana in 6 weeks, right? You don't worry about the chasana in 6 weeks, but every day in the 6 weeks, today, okay, we're going to buy the hats or the jackets or we're going to look for the gown. The next day, we're going to call the music. You know, every day you're preparing for the future, which is 6 weeks away. but you're using the present for the fullest. And that's the idea. The best antidote to worry is action. Just do. Just accomplish. That's very, very important. Nothing changes because of the worry. There's a famous letter written by the father, the grandfather of the Reb Shloima Ababov that lived in Maidar when Arichas Yom Hashanim. His father was killed by the Nazis. His name was Ben Zion. And then his father, I think, was the original Baba of a Rav, also named Reb Shloima. And there's a letter that he writes about Parnassa and not worrying about it. It says, Daiga mihiter lecha. Yes, you have to do a shtadlis for Parnassa. You have to work. But who allowed you this concept of worrying? You have worrying segments. It's sort of what we said with guilt. Charata ala avar, you take it by salach lanu. When you worry about something, first of all, a specific amount of time, and then let it go. And number two is, a good eitzah also, is if you could transfer that worry into a tefillah, and then it becomes constructive. You're worried about your child. Please, Hashem, help my child have a safe trip there, have a safe trip back. Help them spiritually, help them physically. So when you channel your worry into a positive tefillah relying on Hashem, that is also a tremendous way of eliminating worry. You make a list of what you worried about yesterday or last week or even last year and see if any of them were productive. See if then some of them may have not materialized at all. So we need to recognize that. Basically, you face your fears by using productive thoughts and productive behaviors. That's how you go about facing your fears. Now, quoting Alice in Wonderland, which is a very unusual book, Alice Through the Looking Glass is another one of the books talking about living in the present. So one quote is from one person that told Alice, the rule is you have jam tomorrow, you have jam yesterday, but never jam today. And Alice responded, it must sometimes come to jam today. Meaning that your future and your past at one point is your present. So make the most of your present. This is one of the biggest sideways in life. And it's so hard, especially in our culture, with the rushed life. We don't have time to think. The Mesillas Yesharim says that's one of the issues where the Yetzer Hara really, really gets to us. The Tichbar HaAvoida, to make the burden of whatever you're doing, whether it's Parnassa, whether it's just worrying about things, gets us so mixed up that we don't have time to think. To think, what does Hashem want from me? What can I do to be mechazik the present and make the most of the present? That's a very, very important insight to appreciate every day as you go along. Appreciate every day as you go along. A good way, a good time to practice the non-worry and living in the present is Shabbos. Where really, you, because of the restrictions on Malacha, you could really learn to develop a certain calmness and a certain peace of mind, a menuchas hanefesh, and a clarity that we should all strive for, we could all yearn for, and we could all daven for. So again, also, whenever you do have a worry, don't just worry, transform it to tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you feel better right away. Because everything now is in Hashem's hands. Bracha and Hatzlacha, and have a wonderful Shabbos.